This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
The media has sort of decided that this debate is over, which is fascinating. And I want to ask Katie about some of the things people might not know in the industry, because it is very much presented as a completed argument.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is Joe Biden's border policy as it is being felt in Washington, D.C., the local community of Washington, D.C., not the halls of Congress or the halls of the Justice Department, the local community in Washington, D.C. So last month, I did a podcast that focused on the Biden administration's practice of allowing illegal border crossers to stay in the United States. There were some documents that had been made public as a result of Biden v. Texas. It was a lawsuit over border policy, specifically over the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. And as a result of that lawsuit, the administration had had to provide the court with lots of information about its border policies. And it revealed just how many illegal border crossers the administration has admitted into the United States and those it has allowed to stay in the United States. And it's a really big number. The document showed that 1,049,532, pretty precise, illegal border crossers were allowed to stay in the U.S. between Inauguration Day 2021, that's the day Joe Biden became president, and May of 2022. Now that number, 1,049,532, is greater than the population of Wyoming, of Vermont, of Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and also bigger than the population of the president's home state of Delaware. And remember, this is the total number of illegal border crossers who are allowed to stay in the United States, not the total number who are apprehended or encountered at the border. And it's not the whole number of illegal border crossers allowed to stay in the United States. This figure, 1,049,532, does not include what are called gotaways. We all know what that is. Those are illegal border crossers who managed to elude capture or who did not turn themselves in to the Border Patrol, as many illegal crossers do. Nor does that figure include the number of unaccompanied minor children who are allowed to stay in the United States. So some experts estimate the number of gotaways at around 700,000 for this period from Inauguration Day 2021 to May 2022. Estimated 700,000 gotaways in that period. Now, there's no indication the administration is trying to find and deport those gotaways, so they're very likely in the country permanently. And as far as unaccompanied minors are concerned, we know that number in that same time period. It's at 190,053. So, put it all together, it appears that Joe Biden has allowed as many as 2 million illegal border crossers to stay in the country that they entered unlawfully, and that is in less than 2 years in office. I mean, less than just a year and a few months in office. Now, that has, of course, and we've talked about this before, it has created an enormous incentive for even more people to cross the border illegally. The ultimate reward is to be allowed to stay in the United States. And the Biden administration is making that a reality for millions who enter the country illegally. Now, there are a lot of people in the president's party who are happy with what is going on. Remember that the 2020 Democratic presidential primary contest was essentially a bidding war in which each candidate proposed progressively more permissive border policies. In 2020, the Democratic Party platform called for ending virtually every enforcement mechanism the Trump administration had employed to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. So, once in the White House, Joe Biden made good on those promises. And we have to say that any other Democratic candidate, had he or she become president, they would have done that too. So Joe Biden made good on the promise, and the flood of illegal border crossers began. Border Patrol, other law enforcement agencies were overwhelmed, especially in Texas and Arizona, where many of the illegal crossings are happening. So Biden's policies, though, are now becoming a painful problem, not just at the border, but in some Democratic strongholds far from the border. Those areas are getting a first-hand feel for conditions on the border, and they don't like it. So, in April, the Biden administration announced that it was going to let even more illegal border crossers stay in the country. And the way they would do that is by rescinding Title 42, which was the Trump-era regulation that allowed authorities to cite the need to stop the spread of COVID as a reason to turn migrants away. Okay, now that's later gotten caught up in legal wrangling. But that's what the announcement was. So in response to that, we're talking about April, Greg Abbott, the Republican governor of Texas, now his state has borne a tremendous burden as a result of Biden's policies. Greg Abbott announces that he would begin sending busloads of migrants to Washington, D.C. Now, in Washington, D.C., this is Abbott saying, the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. So, on April 13th, the first bus arrived in Washington, D.C., and they have been coming ever since. And then in May, Arizona began sending migrants too. Quote, with Arizona community resources under all-time demand and little action or assistance from the federal government, individuals who entered Arizona seeking asylum have the opportunity to voluntarily be transported to Washington, D.C. That's the Republican governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, talking. Now, the buses kept coming to Washington. I'm going to read you something from the Washington Post pretty recently. In the last few weeks, the number of buses arriving each day has increased from 2 to 4, sometimes 5, sometimes late at night, exhausting donations and exceeding the ability of volunteers and mutual aid networks in the city to respond. Now, does that sound a little bit like the situation in Texas? Yes, it does. The flow of migrants, encouraged by the Biden administration and supported by many Democrats around the country, has taxed the resources of border states. So what Governors Abbott and Ducey have done by sending migrants to Washington, which is, we should say, a sanctuary city, is to spread the burden around. Now, in Washington at first, city officials, local officials, all of whom are Democrats, did not react publicly, didn't say much about what was going on. But now, with more arriving every day, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., the Democratic mayor, is beginning to complain. Now, she has claimed, without evidence, that Texas and Arizona have, quote, tricked migrants into boarding buses to Washington. Now, both Abbott and Ducey, for their part, have made clear that getting on the bus is entirely voluntary. Indeed, for many migrants, it may get them closer to where they want to be in the United States. I mean, if they want to go to New York City, going to Washington gets them most of the way there. Now, Bowser, mayor of Washington, has said that local taxpayers in Washington should not pick up the tab. That's a quote, should not pick up the tab, end quote, for the cost of dealing with the migrant surge. And she is looking to the federal government, amazingly enough, for help. So I'm going to read you a quote. She appeared on CBS recently, and this is what she said. We have for sure called on the federal government to work across state lines to prevent people from really being tricked into getting on buses. We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C. I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks, but I fear they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America. End quote. So that's Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. What she said about Washington, D.C. is true of the situation in Texas. For many migrants, illegal border crossers, Texas is not the final destination. They're hoping to get to a destination that's not on the border. The cost of their care has to be paid by somebody. It is a problem thrust on Texas and Arizona and other border areas by the Biden administration. And now the governors of Texas and Arizona, Greg Abbott, Doug Ducey, are fighting, pushing back. Now, in recent days, there has been an odd voice that has jumped into this argument, really kind of out of the blue, but also illustrative of the extent of the problem. And I'm going to talk about that next.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
The media has sort of decided that this debate is over, which is fascinating. And I want to ask Katie about some of the things people might not know in the industry, because it is very much presented by the medical establishment, by the media establishment, even by the political establishment, I would say, as a completed argument.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm back. I said that I was going to talk about a new voice that's kind of jumped into the debate we're talking about illegal border crossers. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying it, maybe even learning from it, it would be really, really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. It would be greatly appreciated. Do it. Just do it right now. Okay. Now, this new odd voice, it's the voice of New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the relatively new mayor who's kind of wearing out his welcome in New York. The city, New York City, has a right to shelter law. Officials are required to provide shelter to anybody who needs it. So obviously, if a lot of people need it, they're going to be hard-pressed to provide it to everybody. There has been a spike recently in people staying in the city's shelters. System is coming under tremendous strain, the social safety net in New York coming under tremendous strain by more and more people staying in the city's homeless shelter. And the mayor, Eric Adams, is blaming the situation on the border. Okay, I'm going to read to you from a Politico article. Quote, Adams said, the asylum seekers are arriving from Latin America and other regions, and in some instances being sent in on buses by the federal government and the state governments of Texas and Arizona, end quote. So that's Politico. Now, both Abbott and Ducey, the governors of Texas and Arizona, say they are not sending migrants to New York City, which also should mention, just like Washington, D.C., is a sanctuary city. So they're not doing it. Now, as far as the federal government is concerned, we have discussed flights that the federal government has made transporting hundreds of illegal border crossers to New York area airports, to an airport in Westchester. We know that's happening. We don't know where else migrants may be sent. We don't know if buses are being used. But what the mayor said, and here again what he said, asylum seekers are arriving from Latin America and other regions, and in some instances, being sent in on buses by the federal government and the state governments of Texas and Arizona. Okay, the state governments of Texas and Arizona say, no, we're not doing that. Federal government may well be doing it. We don't know. By the way, Abbott, his spokesperson, said when the mayor of New York, Adams, accused Texas of doing that, a spokesperson for Abbott said, quote, if these Democrat mayors, they like to say the word Democrat, not Democratic, if these Democrat mayors are now that concerned about having migrants in their cities, they should call on President Biden to do his job and secure the border instead of attacking Texas with baseless political accusations. So that's a spokesperson for Greg Abbott, the Republican mayor of, Republican governor of Texas. Now, neither Mayor Adams in New York City nor Mayor Bowser in Washington, D.C., should blame Texas and Arizona in this situation. Their real problem is with the President of the United States. The massive influx of illegal border crossers is a problem for all of the country, not just the areas closest to the border. So if you're living in Washington, D.C., and you're seeing all this news about Border Patrol and other authorities being overwhelmed by this massive influx of illegal border crossers, and you're in Washington, D.C., and you say, oh, that's too bad. Well, it affects the entire country and not just the areas closest to the border. So when this argument all erupted, a woman named Christina Pashaw, who is a spokeswoman for yet another Republican governor, Ron DeSantis of Florida, she tweeted, quote, if wealthy New York City cannot handle an influx of migrants, what makes you think small working-class Texas border towns can handle it? That's a great question. That really gets to the heart of this matter. It's a good question, and thanks to Governor Abbott and Governor Ducey, more Americans are now asking that question. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, this border crisis that's been going on since day one of the Biden administration, created by the change in U.S. government policies at the border brought about by the arrival of a new president, Joe Biden. This problem has now spread not just along the border, not just in the state of Texas or the state of Arizona, but far, far from there. And it had to, because remember how we started out? 2 million people, as many as, no less than 1.2 or so, 2 million people being allowed to stay in the United States who entered the country illegally. So the problem is going to arrive all over the country. And amazingly enough, Democratic mayors who supported the president, who supported his policies, don't like what it means for their cities. So everybody needs to take a look in the mirror here and see whether they really support these policies or not. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Thank you for listening. Always appreciate it when you can listen, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.